Let's actually just wait till we see where the chips fall in relation to this year. This is a PR vote. So like the last number of seats all come down to transfers. And what you're seeing in this election is that Sinn Féin are transfer friendly. I think 10%, what the exit poll said the last time, it's now 17%. A lot of those transfers will come from parties that'll maybe eliminated in certain constituencies because they won't take a seat themselves. So this is a long way to run yet. I'm very, very conscious, as Jack and Pádraig McLoughlin and others, the weight of responsibility on us. We've been in those homes with defects. We know that this election is really a lifeline for them. So on the other side of this here, we're going to do everything we can to be in government and deliver on our commitments, not just to 100% redress, but the wider Donegal community in terms of this county being forgotten.
What is the possible road to get into government? Based on those exit poll figures we saw last night, what is the possible... Now, we're only speculating here, but give me a scenario that gets Sinn Féin into government based on those exit poll figures.
So when I was in this hall 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago, we were discussing the exit poll. Fine Gael were first, Sinn Féin were second, and Fianna Fáil third. We were a bit behind Fine Gael. That isn't what happened when the votes were counted. We were nearly 4 points ahead of Fine Gael. Fine Gael came third in that race. So the exit poll underestimated Sinn Féin the last time and overestimated Fine Gael. So that's why I'm saying, let's not be counting our chickens too early.
But what's the road?
So the road has always been ensuring that as many of our 71 candidates get elected across the constituency, and then looking at other parties of the left, the Social Democrats, the Labour Party, people before profit, other parties like that, some of the independents on the left. And what we're seeing from the exit poll is not just... If it is right, is that Sinn Féin won the popular vote. We're the most popular party in the state. But not only that, but those parties that I mentioned have also seen an uplift in terms of their vote. So let's wait and see.